morning, America, and good morning, patriots from all across the land. This is the Sheriff Mac Show, and welcome to all of you. It has been a crazy, crazy week, not just for Biden, but for a lot of us. My dear friends, I just got back from North Phoenix. That would be north, maybe northwest Maricopa County. I live in southeast Maricopa County, Gilbert, Arizona, and we had the Awaken Tour on Friday and Saturday. That's the General Flynn, Clay Clark, Reawaken Tour. It was jam-packed, held in the Dream City Church, and I'm telling you, that was a great facility. So thank you so much for the Dream City Church. It was a fantastic event. Security was great. The facility was great. And the Spirit of God was great. And do not forget, folks, that the Spirit of Freedom is the Spirit of God. And indeed, we felt that as some of the greatest speakers in the country, including yours truly. Thank you very much. Some of the greatest speakers in the country were there. Now, I've got to tell you, there were several, if not many, doctors there. Now, I don't know where. I haven't talked to her yet, and we do talk often. Dr. Simone Gold. Dr. Simone Gold was supposed to be there, and I don't know what happened, but she wasn't there. But there were plenty of other doctors there. And this one that I'm going to mention is not a medical doctor, but Dr. David Martin. And probably, I don't think I've ever seen anyone with a higher IQ than that man. So, Sam, are you with us there? Nope, I do not hear you yet, Sam. So we'll just keep working on that. And folks, let me tell you, Dr. David Martin really tells it like it is. And he called out somebody who usually has favor in the patriot community, and that is Senator Rand Paul. And he really called him out, and he called him a traitor. Because he said, and this was in front of 2,000 people that 95, 98% would normally be on the side of Rand Paul. Not that day. Because he said that Rand Paul has the evidence, not just this attack speculation. He has the evidence that Fauci has taken money and is on the take with the COVID-19 vaccination. And Dr. Martin is not holding back. This is the first that I heard that it went that far. I have had some, at least one experience, a very, shall we say, not a good experience with Rand. And I'm going to tell my side of that one. The CSPOA was helping for the past 7 or 8 years. We've been helping Amish farmers who've been attacked by the FDA, USDA, and another state bureaucracies because they don't pasteurize their milk. And as you know, most Amish don't believe in using electricity to pasteurize their milk or modern technology to destroy the natural enzymes and vitamins in milk. So they call that raw milk, raw cheese, raw butter, and they don't. Oh, and they taste great. Yes, Sam, you're right. Great to have you on. Great to be here with you. This and Sam knows this man very well. Samuel Girard is an Amish farmer in Kentucky where Rand Paul is the senator or one of the two senators. And Sam Girard got charged criminally for making a salve. Yeah, S-A-L-V-E, salve, lotion, out of chickweed. Now, I never heard of chickweed before. This man had one of his sons call me, or nephew.
By the way, God-given natural plant, let's be clear.
Correct. Yeah, it's not a controlled substance. And we could get into how...
Well, it might be now if you're Sam Girard.
Yeah.
But your point's well taken, sir.
Yeah, very good. So Sam and I actually worked out a plan to have me go to Washington, D.C. two different times and walk the halls of Congress. And these, if you've never been in the hall, the offices of the United States congressmen or senators, you've really missed something, because the hallway goes like more than an entire block. And I golf a little bit, and I've always wanted to get in that hall and see if I could putt a ball all the way from one end to the other without hitting the side walls. But anyway, that's another story. But
no,
every time
could
I go
not,
there,
my
I
think, friend.
But you Sam know why? And I say that again, Sam.
You could not do that. You want to know why?
Why?
There's too many lobbyists in your way, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, there's too much corruption in the way. But anyway, I walked the halls, and I visited with 85 or more, and I could document some real stellar Republicans that you would think really would be on our side.
They would be all over this. In our minds, we would think that. Right.
Right. Well, I met with Louis Gohmert from Texas, and all he did was keep looking at his watch, saying he had a weekend retreat with the Heritage Foundation or something like that.
Yeah, gotta go.
Yeah. But at least he met with me, because most of them didn't. And then Jason Chaffetz from Utah, your former congressman, hopefully your future senator, or unless there's somebody better than him to beat Mitt Romney. But, and you know how I like Mitt Romney, but we won't get into that, Sam. So anyway,
ladies and gentlemen, the good sheriff is a good guy. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, thanks. So I met with my own senator, or my own congressman. I met with Mike Lee, senator from Utah. Anyway, I went into Rand Paul's office. And the one that I really was disappointed in probably was the least congenial, and he had an office staff of a bunch of jerks who basically told me just to get lost. And that was Sessions. Let's see, what's his first name, from Alabama?
Jeff.
He was the AG under Trump.
Jeff Sessions.
So Sessions, now I'm sorry that this gets a little bit convoluted, but Sessions asked me and some other sheriffs to come to his office for a press release. And we met in this big room where senators get to have press releases. He was attacking illegal immigration. And he said, justly so. Yeah, of course. And I was I called a bunch of sheriffs, and we had about 30 sheriffs there to meet with him. Bunny Welsh and Jeff Christopher, and you know, there was a bunch of
stand-up elected constitutional sheriffs at the time.
Yeah, some of them were very, very top-notch. Sam Page and a few others. Anyway, these sheriffs from across the country that we helped get there, and we actually helped pay their way. We stood next to Senator Sessions and supported him in his attack on illegal immigration. And this was back under the Obama administration, the last years of the Obama administration. So when I went into his office, I reminded his people that I actually helped organize and arrange for sheriffs to be there to support Sessions. They couldn't have cared less. They were very rude to me. And so finally, I just asked them, are you guys just telling me to get out of here? Are you kicking me out of here? And they completely ignored me. And I says, well, I said, I guess I know now the true character of Jeff Sessions, unless you guys are misrepresenting him here today. So, and they ignored me on that too. And these people know that they're pretty much untouchable. And that's just how they act.
And that, by the way, though, this just shows, Sheriff, and we'll get into this in the next half hour, too, as this TV broadcast and simulcast on Liberty Roundtable Live Radio continues. You know, this is where we do not have any redress of grievance left. Your First Amendment is absolutely, completely destroyed. You don't have free speech because Facebook, Twitter, and the like will shut down even the president of the United States. You don't have your First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble because, hey, agitators backed by government provocateurs will run it off the rails and blame it on you, a.k.a. January the 6th. So you don't have the right to peacefully assemble. You don't have the right to your free speech. You don't have the right to the freedom of the press either, unless you build your own servers and everything else to host it all. You don't have your personal right to your religion because COVID will shut you down. You've literally still got lawsuits about individuals that were in their cars listening to a radio broadcast. They're still in trouble over having church literally over a year ago.
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have any of your First Amendment rights available. And this is just proof that you don't have the right to even push for a redress of grievance either, a.k.a. the courts with the election scandals won't even entertain your discussion, all the way to now congressmen and senators literally turning away Sheriff Richard Mack, a man who beat Bill Clinton to the Supreme Court. A man who should understand constitutionality, but they don't even give him the time of day. Sheriff?
No, and some of them gave me the time of day, but they didn't help at all. Like Jason Chaffetz, I sat down with him.
Which means they really didn't give you the time of day, though, in reality. Now, they feigned the time of the day.
But it was, I don't even know why they, some of them like Louis Gohmert or Jason Chaffetz, I don't even know why they sat down with me.
I'll tell you why. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So that later down the road, like right now, you'll say, well, they at least listened to you.
Yeah.
That's why. Because they know full well they don't want you to be able to attack them. That way, they're better than the other guy, right? The other guy wouldn't even sit down with you, but Louis will. But the bottom line is, in the end of the day, what got done? And the answer?
Nothing.
Crickets. Nothing.
Nothing. So anyway, I wanted to explain to everybody Rand Paul.
And so before you finish that, I don't mean to digress, but I'm trying to put this all in context so people understand our next half hour and so people understand really what are we to do is the incredible question asked by Ammon Bundy that I want to reiterate here. What are we to do when Sheriff Richard Mack, a man who beat Bill Clinton to the Supreme Court, literally goes and talks to 85 plus congressmen and senators and gets zero response to even look into the concerns that he has? Where are we in America today?
Yeah, and I was really disappointed with Mike Lee. You know, he talks really sweet, and he knows the Constitution as well as anybody in this country.
Yes, he does.
And yet he did not care that an innocent Amish farmer, the most vulnerable probably in our entire society, easy pickings and easy targets for bureaucrats because they cooperate all the time. They're very submissive.
Sorry to interrupt. Let's be very clear, though. When we say he did not care, he might have cared in his heart, ladies and gentlemen. He might be a good, honest, feeling person. But what he did not do is take any action to make his care matter. Yeah. And the reason that we bring this up is either one, he didn't care enough, or two, he knows he'll get nowhere. Neither are very comforting.
But at the time when Sam Girod finally went to prison, he got arrested and attacked under the Obama administration. And that's what I kept trying to point out to them. I said, this is leftovers from Obama. Why aren't we doing something? Mike Lee could have asked the president, Donald Trump, for a pardon for this man. Rand Paul, his senator, could have asked Mr. Trump, President Trump, for a pardon for this man. Nobody did that. Nobody. I even was
Congress. Yeah, what if they, Sheriff, what if they know the IRS will be all over them? What if they know that by doing that, it will absolutely get them shut down? Now, I'm not saying that they have defense for that. I'm saying we don't know how tyrannical our government's really become.
Then go after the IRS and abolish them like we should have done all along. They
Amen,
shouldn't even
but you'll
existing.
End up like Jim Hansen of Idaho, who literally got his body destroyed, got kicked out of Congress, ruined his life. Right when he was about to die, he got a little stipend from the government admitting they were wrong. But they ruined his whole life over it.
Yeah, I remember that case very vividly. So anyway, as far as finishing up with Rand Paul here, I was talking with his chief of staff, his head guy, his right-hand man, and he acted like they wanted to do something, and he said, oh, yes, I'm going to make sure this gets to it. I actually talked at the same time to Ron Paul about getting together with his son and trying to get this man help, because Sam Girod got a 6-year federal sentence. And the reason the judge, I went there, Chris Ann Hall was with me and a bunch of people. The courtroom was packed, and there was a lot of Amish people there as well. And the judge, Danny Reeves, what a thug he is. And he said that Sam Girod was getting 6 years in prison because he showed no remorse. He was obstinate, and he didn't get permission from the FDA to make this salve. And so for those three things, none of which are criminal, he gave him 6 years in federal prison. And so I was still trying when Kelly Ward was running for United States Senate out here in Arizona. She got Rand Paul to come out here and do a fundraiser for her. And I went to his speech when he spoke. And then I think it was Kelly Ward's home. Anyway, it was one of her supporters' home or hers. And Rand was there shaking hands and, you know, trying to raise money. And I paid the $250 to go to this dinner for Kelly Ward. And so I had a moment.
And hold on. And you did it because you wanted the chance to speak to these people. There's no other way to get to them. Let's be very clear. There's no other way to get to them if you don't do these kind of things. So we did this as a test to see what we could get done, right?
Correct. And I talked with Kelly Ward's campaign manager, who I knew. I knew who he was, and I'd met him before. And I told him about this. I told Kelly Ward about this. And I told Rand Paul face to face. And he did not know who I was. I know his dad very well.
Which let me just stop you there, though. How on earth do you not know who Sheriff Richard Mack is when you're a senator, when your dad knows you well, when you beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court, to not even know, at least have heard of your story or understand, is insane in America.
Yeah, well, I didn't go into my full story with him, but, you know, I was wearing a name tag that Sheriff Mack, but he didn't know who I was.
I'm just saying, if you're a senator and you don't know about the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in America, there's something wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just be clear about that.
But anyway, so I talked to him about Sam Girod, and I said, this man should not be in prison. If we're going to ever do prison reform, we need to stop sending innocent people to prison. This man has no business whatsoever being in prison. I'll admit that he was obstinate. That's not a criminal offense. I'll admit that he wasn't remorseful because he said, and I agree with him, he never did anything wrong. And so this man served 4 years.
And even if you say he did something wrong, the problem is the sentence doesn't match the crime either. So you use chickweed and you made a lotion and the government doesn't like it. Okay, we slap you on the hand and say you better not continue to sell this stuff or whatever. But they literally put him in prison for 6 years. Murderers and rapists like Bill Clinton get off with zero time.
Right. Yeah. So Rand never did anything for this man. None of the other congressmen, my own congressman, no. My congressman said, Andy Biggs, he said he looked it up and it looked like that he got due process. Due process from an out of control a thug of a judge. And this judge, of course, tells the jury he had a jury, and he tells the jury what they have to do, and they did it. And so I was appalled by the whole thing, and no one would help. Ron Paul, I asked him, I said, can you please get with your son and try to get something done here? And he said, oh, yeah, Rand talked to me about this. So that's about the extent of what they did. And so when Dr. Martin went after Rand Paul, didn't bother me one iota. And I told other people this. I would probably, if Rand Paul was running for president, I would probably vote for him. Again, I've done it before. Just because I believe that he has a strong stand on some of the constitutional issues that at least he talks about the right thing there. But because I don't know of any other candidate that would actually be able to make headway in Washington, D.C., which again shows my total feelings about Washington, D.C., and this proves it. My experience going there twice and walking the halls of Congress and justice and all that, it was a complete and utter reinforcement of my belief that Washington, D.C. is hopeless. It is so utterly corrupt that even the supposedly the good people won't do anything for justice and truth and for innocent people who have been put in prison that the American people have to pay for, and why they think that the American people should pay for this man to be in prison when he never committed a crime. A regulatory problem, yes. But, you know, the federal government has no regulatory authority except for interstate commerce. That's it. And this is not interstate commerce. He was sending stuff all over the country and world because people loved his salve. That's not what I'm talking about here. Because when he made that and he didn't get their permission, had nothing to do with interstate commerce. And these people are so out of control, they don't have enough to do. And so they have to go after these innocent Amish farmers. And you know as well as I do, Sam, that I've helped a lot of them with other issues, which is every time it's either raw milk, which usually the state agencies do that, and these SWAT teams that go into these food co-ops of Amish farmers, they go in there and destroy all their food and raw milk and raw cheese and yogurt and all that. And I'm so fed up with this, Sam, that we're going to talk about this a little bit or quite a bit second half of the show. And that is how bureaucrats and FBI and other agencies, state and federal and sometimes local, are just so out of control and are enforcing orders and rules instead of enforcing the law. And the law, of course, that I'm talking about is the supreme law of the land. Our Constitution is the bulwark of our foundation, and it is the rule book for all of us. And yet, government claims it doesn't have to follow the rule book, and very rarely do they.
The First Amendment is on the ropes, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. What are we to do? A poignant question at hand. You look at an Amish farmer, an old man, peaceful as could be, making a lotion of salve, literally going to prison for 6 years. All attempts, literally talking to hundreds of congressmen and senators and talking to all kinds of people at every level, from the state to the federal level, to do something about this. Richard Mack just chronicled his story, but remember, behind the scenes were several people like me who literally called and called and called and called different people to try to do something here too, literally to no avail. Steve Stockman, another one, literally, you're not supposed to have double jeopardy, but they literally tried to get him in prison. And they failed, they failed, they failed. They over time got different people to turn against him to save their own skins. And lo and behold,
he went to
triple,
prison.
Quadruple jeopardy. He went to prison.
Right.
George Hansen, as I mentioned regarding the IRS, literally tried to rein in the IRS, and literally they ruined his life. They crippled his body. They literally destroyed him over
he
this,
went to prison.
Sheriff.
He went to prison.
And at the end of the day, though, when he was about to pass away, an old man, they finally admitted, well, he's right, and they rewarded him a small stipend. The public barbecuing of George Hansen back in the day was brutal and public. The recant and the apology and the money that they handed out later was done as a quiet affair. I tracked this and interviewed George Hansen over and over and over and chronicled the whole story back in the day. I'm telling you right now, there is no redress of grievance. Your First Amendment's on the ropes and a whole lot more. But what are we to do, asks Ammon Bundy, the incredible question. And I repeat this question because what can we do? How far can we go? We try to go to the Capitol and have a redress of grievance by saying, Congress, look into vote fraud. They literally stage and create an insurrection event, blame it on everyone. They don't do their due diligence to look into the vote fraud. They just skip over it.
Yeah.
We can go totally on and on and on with the problem with the redress of grievances that we're all experiencing, ladies and gentlemen. on and on.
Yep. Well, we're coming up to a pretty hard break here, Sam, but I'm really glad you got back on the show. And when we get back, I want to talk about the three medical doctors and what they have in common. Three medical doctors who are standing for freedom and against all the nonsense.
Sam Coins and Precious Metals. Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com says, 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal security during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments of real gold and silver are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. You can also hold precious metals in your IRA. This allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Your metals are held in the form of physical coins and bars in a private depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial security. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals, in business since 1976. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panicked. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
Your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
The Kelly.
Brighteon.tv radio, live and on demand, available now. Ladies and gentlemen, the Sheriff Mac Show continues. The good sheriff was mentioning right before the pause, hey, you know what? There's three doctors. What do they have in common, Sheriff?
Well, I'll even give you their names. How's that?
Love it.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rashid Batar, Dr. Simone Gold.
I get it. They're all frontline doctors, number one.
Frontline doctors. And I'm not sure Sherry Tenpenny is actually a member of the organization of frontline doctors, but I'm telling you what, she's a frontline doctor big time.
Amen. Sure.
She has really made some serious accusations against the federal government and against other doctors and against the vaccination and the subterfuge behind the vaccination. But I will tell you also what all three have in common, besides standing strong against the propaganda and brainwashing of our CDC, Fauci, and Biden, and many, many others that are doing this, the media. All three have been shut down by some of the mainstream media. Dr. Batar has been on CNN challenging many of their anchors. And so he has really done a great job. Dr. Simone Gold has done a great job. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, all three of these people are friends of mine, and all three of them totally support and even have donated to the CSPOA, folks. I say that because I'm wondering why numerous others haven't. I'm wondering why the people, all the people that were at this conference we just did, didn't join the CSPUA. The information at that that was shared at that rally and the Reawaken Tour was phenomenal. But there was one specific and amazing solution talked about, and that was the CSPOA solution. Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association promotes a peaceful and effective and immediate solution to what is going on. To have a constitutional sheriff in your county that will defend you and protect you from the onslaught of this shinola that's being shoved down our throats with the vaccination, mass, and social distancing. You know, it's overwhelming. But these three are standing firm, and these three medical doctors standing against this propaganda are all big-time supporters of CSPOA. In fact, Dr. Batar talked about the CSPOA, talked about in his speech to everyone, talked about the effectiveness of CSPOA, and he urged everyone to get involved with us and to make sure that we have the solution going. These are medical doctors standing for liberty, putting their lives on the line for this, and all three of them are total supporters of this. And as a matter of fact, the frontline doctors asked me to be on their board of directors. They know we have the solution. And folks, CSPOA isn't the important thing here. The important thing is your sheriff becoming a part of standing for liberty.
The real takeaway, Sheriff, is the solutions that we bring to the table. Frontline doctors bring solutions in terms of telling what the real science, Dr. Robert Malone and others telling what the real science points to. That is a solution. Telling you that off government-approved solutions are the real answer to get over COVID, that is the solution. Now, the same thing with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Become a member today. But the solution, saying, look, sheriffs can stand in the gap. Sheriffs can protect their citizens. Citizens can back their constitutional, law-abiding, peace officer, oath-keeping sheriffs, and we can work together for solutions, and we can kick the federal government out of the counties. We can stand together for liberty. Sheriff Mack won the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in America over this very fact. These are solutions. That's the key. Being rock stars or whatever, that doesn't matter. What matters is the solutions brought to the table and real ways to solve problems, using the checks and balances that made America great, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's it. And folks, the only way we get funded is through you. We don't ask the sheriffs to fund us. We ask we the people. The first three words of the Constitution, we the people. This is your solution. This is your country. This is the threat against you. What's going on in our country and in the world today. And I actually got interviewed while I was there, Sam, by a reporter from Australia. And he is so distraught and so upset about the destruction of liberty in Australia. And we had a talk about that. And it was probably my favorite interview. His name was Scott, real good guy. We've become very good friends very fast. And Sam, how can churches and civic organizations and so-called leaders look at what's going on in Australia and say nothing and say, well, you know, that's what we should be doing. You know, it's really too bad people don't go along. It's really bad, too bad that people don't conform. You know, it's worse than sad what's going on. And for these types of organizations, churches throughout the world and churches throughout America that don't jump on board the freedom train to help people who are being so abused and oppressed by governments across the world. Canada and Australia arresting ministers right and left.
What comes to mind for me is restoring the black-robed regiment. You know, we need a great revival in America today, ladies and gentlemen, and that was the key then, and it's one of the keys now.
Well, he was
now.
There, too. The black-robed regiment was at this meeting, and I've been in touch with them, and they're working with us. They totally agree. Black-robed regiment totally agree with the CSPOA solution, and they're after it. And I don't want to promote CSPOA as much as I want to promote constitutional sheriffs. Sheriffs just standing and doing what they're supposed to be doing to defend their people.
Ladies
and gentlemen, CSPOA is an organization.
The CSPOA organization, though, it has a mission, and that mission is for we the people in the CSPOA to provide a service to all elected officials to help train, to help guide, just to help support, to help them understand their oaths of office, to provide constitutional guidance and direction, and a community of people that work together, keeping their oaths of office. The CSPOA is a very unique organization like no other. We seek to provide a service to all those whom we elect. Not only will we elect you, but then we'll hold you accountable and we'll help you with the tools and the support that you need to be effective and successful in your service position that we elected you to. You have our consent if you keep the contract, if you will. And that's really who we are, Sheriff.
It is, and it won't work without we the people being part of this. Your sheriff works for you. He answers only to you. You're his only boss. You have to know what he's supposed to be doing, and having a relationship with him is vital. Getting on his posse is vital, and joining the CSPOA posse at CSPOA.org, that's all for you. That's all for the people of this country. Become a member, and every Tuesday morning, right after the show, about 2 hours after this show, I do a weekly webinar where you can ask questions and get involved in what we are doing. We hope that you will join us. That is what makes us bigger, better, and faster, and we need that right now. This is your solution. This is your organization. This is your solution for what's going on in the world today. We can stop it. We already have proof that this solution is working. We just need to make it bigger and better and faster. And that's where you come in. And so please go to CSPOA.org, CSPOA.org, and become a member of the posse. That will automatically get you on the list so that we will send you the notices of our weekly webinar where you're on with me and we help train you in what you can be doing in your area. And so I know, Sam, we had a lot of other things to talk about, but this was a big thing at this conference. And then a good posse member of ours did a fundraiser Sunday for the CSPOA, and I flew out to Houston for that. And so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I put in a 16-hour day each on each of those days. I am tired. I'd really like to catch up on my sleep. And I'll tell you, I don't know why traveling – get you so tired, but it really does. And
yes,
whether
you're
in a car or a plane, it does.
Hey, Sheriff, did the Japanese reporter have an interview with you as well?
Yes, that was really neat.
We should tell about that. The international implications of this are incredible. We just talked about Australia, but now a Japanese reporter with an incredible large Japanese newspaper got a sit down with the sheriff as well. How'd that go?
That really good. He was very respectful, and he really asked the good questions. He didn't seem to be trying to grind an axe about anything. He didn't seem to have an agenda. He asked me questions, and he really seemed legitimate.
Because I talked to him, and I talked to him at first and vetted him, and I was convinced he was genuinely for real.
Yeah, me too. He can slant us any way he wants. Just like the Washington Post always does. Sam, and that brings up another thing. I have been interviewed by the Washington Post the last year, since January 6th of 2021. Or was it 2020? No, 2021. No, it was 21.
Okay.
Five times. And by four different reporters. Four different reporters from the Washington Post have interviewed me. Most of them were a hack job. And most recently, by some lady professor at Georgetown University. She said, I want to call Georgetown University and say, so if she's using your name as her credibility, do I get to sue you for slander? And is it okay with you that she lies about me?
Because here's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Not only have they interviewed the sheriff many times, but they've been in our conferences. We've let them into our conferences and everything else to report on it and everything. They know the truth about the peaceful solution we teach about. They know that we've rejected going into the Mount Hare Wildlife Refuge because we issued a press release about this. They know that at every turn we've turned away from violence and towards peaceful solutions. They know that we're all about training and educating to the Constitution. They know the truth. But yet they continue to report with an axe to grind. They continue to report dishonest views. For example, they say, you know, hey, Sheriff Richard Mack believes the sheriff's a king and doesn't have to obey any laws. Yeah, that's an absolute complete lie. We don't teach that at all.
Nope.
We teach coordination between the federal government and the local level. We teach checks and balances across vertical and horizontal, using the Constitution as our guide. Any inference that we think that the sheriff is a king is a lie. Now, to think that the sheriff is living beneath his station, that he has more authority than he realizes, and he can truly protect Americans and demand due process, absolutely. But that's a far cry from the dishonest, manipulative truth they continue to write about. And the thing is, they know the difference, Sheriff. They really do.
Yeah, and they lie also I'm a white supremacist, or, well, maybe I'm not, but I surround myself with those people. So
I see.
Absolutely ridiculous.
White supremacists like blind people that don't even know what race you are, correct? Those kind of people?
I know. And so, but they call me racist. They call me a white supremacist. And those are so totally foreign to my nature. It's ridiculous. And nor can they ever point to anything that I've ever said that was racist or that backed white supremacy in any way. I'm really shocked, though, that they just, as you said, we've tried to be friendly with them. They wanted to do a story about me. And I said, why don't you come to our conference and you can see for yourself what our mission is, what our goals are. And they did. They came. Two reporters from WAPO came to our conference last February in the Woodlands, Texas.
And then I politely offered to interview them, and they said, "No way, Jose."
No, they don't want to. They don't want to be put on the spot.
I'd actually be polite to them. I'd really try to understand what drives them and why they're doing what they're doing, even though they know the truth about who we are. Let me give you a quick racial story to tell the tale. One of the things we do for fun with my children is whenever I meet somebody or talk to somebody or something like that, then they say, "Dad, what race do you think these people were?" And so these two guys come over to my house to fix my heater. And I said, one guy sounded black and the other guy sounded like he was a Mexican. And then my kids go, "No, actually, they were both black." I said, "Oh, okay." Well, both of them did a great job working on my heater. They got my house warm and I was really happy. But anyway, it just goes to show that, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, there's no way that I can even know.
Right.
But yet they want to say, "Hey, I must be one of the people surrounding you that's a racist." These people are just unhinged. They're crazy. And their narrative just falls apart every time. But here's the deal, Sheriff. When the press is backed by CIA money, when they've got endless money via your government, there's no end to the lies they can tell, and there's no accountability that we can create at all. What are we to do?
No. And that kind of segues us into another point. And I know we don't have much time left, but I've been interviewed since January 6th of 2021, I've been interviewed by 60 Minutes. Of course, I guess that's CBS News. 60 Minutes people wanted me on 60 Minutes to badmouth Stuart Rhodes. First, all of these agencies, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, 60 Minutes, and I think CNN called me. I got rid of them real quick because if there's nothing subversive there, they don't want to talk to me. They don't want to do a story about me, so they'll make it up. But those were all calling me about my involvement with the January 6th trespass into the U.S. Capitol. And Many of them would not believe me that I did not go. Many of them would not believe me that I told people not to go, and I announced that.
Hold on a minute. What do you mean we have that all over radio and TV and everything else that you said not to go, and you also weren't there? How can they suggest not believe you?
Well, they wanted me to
do, create an alibi.
They wanted me to send them the proof that I actually had said it not to go. So first of all, I finally convinced everybody of these idiot reporters that I did not go. And it would really be easy to check, you know, airline records and a few other things, that if I was there, a hotel room, or somebody would have seen me and I would have had pictures.
Hold on a minute. They really think you're lying and you really went?
Yeah, at first they did. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, in fact, I said, look, I don't owe you anything. I'm telling you the truth. What you do with it is up to you. I'm not going to go back to all these records and try to prove to you all this stuff. I'm just telling you what happened. If you don't like it, then you're going to print what you want anyway. And so this was all about me being partly in charge of what happened on January 6th. Then they went from me to Stuart Rhodes. They said, well, you're part of Oath Keepers. I said, no, I used to be, but I quit them 6 years ago. 6 years ago, I quit the Oath Keepers. Why did you quit? Because, they wanted me to really go after Stuart. And I said, Stuart is a good man. We've worked together for quite a bit, but he's taking Oath Keepers in a direction that CSPOA cannot go. And, they started providing security. They wanted to provide a security for Trump at the RNC, Republican National Convention. And they provided security, and they had Oath Keeper members standing on rooftops at Ferguson, Missouri during the riots. And they went to some other riots. And I said, Stuart, I said, if that's what you guys want to do, it's not illegal, but it's not in line with the CSPOA and what our bylaws are and what our purpose is, what our goals are. And I can't personally get in any situation where violence occurs. And so I said, I'm resigning. I never badmouth Stuart out in public. I don't agree with a lot of things that he has said and done, but I've never said ever that it was dishonest or that he wasn't a good person. And that's what everybody wanted, especially 60 Minutes. And Sam, I've always wanted to be on 60 Minutes, but I wanted it to be because of what I have done. And instead, they just wanted me to get up there and badmouth Stuart Rhodes and say why I left and all these horrible things that they've heard that he's done. And they wanted me to confirm those. And I talked to you about whether or not I should go on with them. And you advised me not to. My wife advised me not to. In fact, she said, you're not doing it, you know, in her normal command form.
Yeah, she has a little more influence over the sheriff than I do. But I'm telling you, the reason I said not to is because, look, it's either going to be a short interview, manipulated out, or they're not going to listen to you. The bottom line is, hey, you left Oath Keepers. You're still friends to this day with Stuart. I'm friends with Stuart. I don't believe the propaganda we're getting from the mainstream press in bed with government about Stuart. And I'm telling you right now, Stuart Rhodes is innocent until proven guilty.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't let them take that to the platform of the societal barbecue before you ever get done thing. Okay. How did the New York Times release the story so quickly after Stuart got arrested? Because it's the CIA-driven media. That's how. I'm not going to attack Stuart Rhodes. I'm going to tell you he's innocent until proven guilty. I don't know whether he did or what he didn't do or whatever. I just know I'm not trusting the government, the mainstream press at all on this. And I know this, Stuart, in all my interactions with him, he's been an upstanding guy. All of them.
Yeah, and all of the press, and like I said, New York Times also called me on that. Boy, they were after blood. And these wolves were just ravenous about finding anything that they could hang their hat on. And me going on with them was a lose-lose situation. And I talked to all the press, as you know. I won't turn anybody down. I will talk to them. But sometimes you just have to draw the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have disagreed with Stuart Rhodes on occasion. We've disagreed with Ammon Bundy on occasion. We've disagreed with a lot of people on occasion at the CSPOA. But you know what? At the end of the day, we have every right to our views and they have the right to their views, but we can still think they're wonderful people advocating for the sacred cause of liberty. Thank you for watching the Sheriff Mac Show, simulcast of Liberty Roundtable Live. Thank you, good Sheriff. CSPOA.org. Become a member today. And God bless the great USA.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off, with America surrendering to terrorists. Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, only a couple minutes left, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live, as the format doesn't quite match the TV show. The TV show, thanks for your understanding on that. We're doing the very best we can. We've got limited staff. So at the end of the last hour, I've got to try to connect to Skype for the next hour. And sometimes things just don't work out great. I got a new computer. And then I'm actually very capable as an engineer to work on this stuff. But it's very hard to work on it while you're trying to talk and do radio, right? That's kind of the problem. And so things are a little bit of a glitch from time to time, and we're doing the very best we can. If y'all want to solve the problem, go ahead and put enough money in for us to get enough staff. You know, if I had multiple computers in here and everything else, I could have a staff member working on the computer, getting that all online and connected while I'm on your radio, and then they could just pop the camera on me, and I could go live, and it'd be phenomenal. But you know what? We just don't have that many staff members. We're running radio and TV at the same time. We've got Liberty News Radio, LovingLiberty.net, Loving Liberty Radio Networks. We've got Bridie on radio. We've got Bridie on TV going on. We got a lot of stuff to distribute to tell the tale of freedom, folks. And so it's kind of crazy. It really is. But the good news is we're doing our very best. And the good news is we're getting out tremendous news and information. Mike Lindell being attacked. Mike Lindell says one of the largest banks is moving to dump the 9 businesses and charities that he has founded in the wake of his success with MyPillow. In my opinion, great stuff. Our First Amendment is on the ropes. What are we to do? Stuart Rhodes is innocent until proven guilty. You know, there's so much going on, right? There really is. And, you know, we talked about Ron Paul and Rand Paul and the experiences that Sheriff Mack had going to all these congressmen and senators to work on prison reform. They talk a lot about prison reform, but the only people that get out is with Kim Kardashian, goes to Donald Trump, and gets out a few of her friends, a few criminals, a few rappers, gangsters, you know, gangbangers, whatever. The real people that need to be freed, the real political prisoners, rot. And there's nothing we can do about it. Ask Steve Stockman, if you don't believe me. Ask folks like George Hanson back in the day. Well, he's dead. You can't ask him. All I'm telling you is this is what we're talking about. Political prisoners everywhere. We're going to defend the innocent to the best of our ability. But the real criminals are running around free, ladies and gentlemen. Our government has become literally rogue agents to the point of the rogue has greater control of the government than the good guys do at this point. Pray hard. Work hard. Turn to God. Teach your family to do the same. God, family, and country. Life, liberty, property. That's where the solutions are found, ladies and gentlemen. Not in Washington, D.C. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrideyOnRadio.com. Spread the word. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.